Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I invented the Instadoo. Just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you can have an instant hairstyle. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
See, I told you.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Global HR News produces conferences, and we have our annual London conference coming up on December 3rd. And Nadine, you mentioned that December 3rd is a very special day in the world. So would you tell us about this? And by the way, folks, Nadine is one of our keynote speakers in London. So tell us about December 3rd.
December 3rd is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, as created and celebrated by the United Nations. And companies that operate globally are having events and all kinds of celebratory types of events in honor of people with disabilities, both in the workplace and in the marketplace. So it's really exciting. I am just so excited and thrilled that your event's going to be on the 3rd.
Well, I'm delighted to have you, and the topic is fascinating. And we'll be working together to attract companies based in London and in England to show up at this meeting and participate in your discussion. So back to about this commercial we just heard about the Instadoo, cute little ad about, the kid who invented a new product. People with disabilities can invent new products, too. I certainly understand that. The Instadoo is an automatic hairdo or something. Could that product be interesting to people with disability, number one? And number two, you mentioned marketing to the community of the disabled and how large the community is and how diverse it is. But how do you address a campaign?
Okay. Well, let's see. Your first question was about the Instadoodle. And yes, it's certainly, people with disabilities who have children with disabilities can benefit from and have interest in all the same products, services as anyone else. They travel like anyone else. And the interesting thing, like with travel, they travel for the same reasons, for vacation or for business. So absolutely on that front. In terms of marketing to this segment of the population, I think I said earlier it's about marketing, because of and not in spite of. And there's some really key things with that. So one is the message has to be authentic. You have to show that you really want this marketplace, that you understand that perhaps they have some unique needs, and you're willing to honor and support those needs. So let me give you an example. I gave you a best practice before on the internal, on the employee side. Let me give you a best practice in marketing. Sephora Cosmetics is all over the world. So I don't know if you're familiar with them, Ed, not being a woman, but they're in many retail malls. And they market quite often by events. They're a retailer, but they have events all the time on a variety of cosmetic products and fragrances. And so what we talked about was, well, why not have an event whereby we honor people, women in particular, who have children with special needs? We know that those women, like I said earlier about the exceptional caregiving, are harried probably more than most moms, if that's possible, and don't take the time to pamper themselves and care for themselves. So let's have an event where we invite in these moms and allocate some time for them to just get total pampering, hand massages, facials, makeovers, etc. And you know what? At the same time, let's also invite in those teen girls and young women who have disabilities themselves and provide some of that same service, but in a safe and comfortable environment. And what I mean by safe and comfortable is that most marketing initiatives don't think about the training, the diversity, and stuff that goes into it. But in a retail environment, and especially in this market, we wanted to make sure that all of the cosmetic salespeople and folks were completely trained on disability etiquette and awareness. So when the folks came in, the women came in, they knew the right things to say. They knew how to handle things. And then we made sure that the store was accessible, so if someone came in with a wheelchair, et cetera. So that's that safe and comfortable environment, so that someone who perhaps looks different can come in and not be treated differently just because they look different. They still get the makeover and get the treatment like anyone else. And I will just tell you that that was such an enormously successful event. And we did, Springboard did all the outreach. We helped them in terms of creating the collateral, the invitation, so we knew the language was appropriate. We were on site to make sure everything ran smoothly. It was one of the most successful events that Sephora has done, and because of that, has done others in other parts of the country, and is later in the year is going to be going nationwide with it, and actually I think moving into Canada as well. And the other interesting thing is that as a result of just the first event, the company received emails and letters from women from other states because, oh, I heard my friend did this, and my cousin or my sister was at your event. As large as the community is, it's very, very virally networked. Very networked. And they were getting letters from people, when are you going to come to my city and state? I'll help. I'll volunteer my time. How many corporations today are getting letters from consumers wanting to volunteer their time to help with an event? I don't think it's happening too much, but that's successful marketing to this segment of the population.
Now, also, you mentioned this other marketing thing, an in-company celebration, such as Hispanic Heritage Month or Black History Month, Women's History Month. So what do you have, Disability Month?
October, in the United States, October is National Disability Awareness Month. And corporations around the country have celebratory events in honor of that month. And sometimes it's having speakers. Sometimes we'll have vendor fairs, you know, with nonprofit groups and support groups to share information. Just depends on what kind of venue they have and what the company's looking to do.
Very interesting. We're talking with Nadine Vogel, and your company is called Springboard. And Springboard, how'd you come up with that name?
Well, it's Springboard Consulting, LLC, and the tagline is Dive In With Precision. And how I came up with the name was really about most people fear the unknown. And, you know, sometimes you tell a child, you know, if they're afraid to swim, you know, just dive in, just go in, spring into it, you'll be fine. And that's what this is about. It's about, you know what, just jump in, just dive in, but do it with precision. The precision part is key, and that's where we get into the etiquette and awareness, doing it with strategic intent, doing it for the right reasons. And if you do that, you will be so successful.
Okay, now tell me about your new book, which is called Dive In. So
yay!
It's coming out in October, right?
It's really exciting. It's called Dive In, and it's all about understanding the productivity, profitability, and potential of the special needs workforce, whether that's someone with a disability, someone with an age-related disability, or someone with a dependent with special needs. And it walks people through all of the things we've talked about today and additional information. It's almost a 200-page book. But it gives very specific tools and resources and tools that extend into corporate America. We have interviewed about 18 leaders from a variety of corporations and industries to share their best practices in all of these areas that we talked about and more, so that someone who reads the book can walk away and say, okay, I now understand how we can implement this in my company. And that's really critical, because it's not just hearing the information, it's taking it in and understanding how it can play out in your corporate culture. And everyone's corporate culture is different. So everyone will do it somewhat differently, but at the end of the day, get to that same result of revenue generation, productivity, and that's what we all need.
Yeah, so this book is for marketers as well as for HR people.
It's for anyone, you know, I would say it's for anyone who manages someone. Anyone who, and whether they're in marketing or they want to market out, or they're in work life or diversity. People are endorsing this book that are global corporate CEOs and saying that this is a must read for anybody who is in business today.
Nadine Vogel, you are an inspiration to me And you've enlightened me today, and you've taught me new things, and I'm sure our global audience has picked up some pointers. And is your book available, or will the book be available on Amazon?
It will be. It's actually available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble, and folks can pre-order it. It won't be out until October 1st, but folks can pre-order it with a significant pre-publication discount. So get them today.
Right, and your website is
www.consultspringboard.com.
Thanks, Nadine. I welcome you back to do a follow-up chat with me. This is Ed Cohen coming to you from the birthplace of California, Old Town, San Diego, signing off. This is Global People, Global Business, Global HR News on the air. Thank you.